nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com, and we have Open Phone Friday for you. It's February 28th, 2020. Good morning. It's good to be here. We had a lot of fun things this week. As you may know, we are, that's it, it's a big deal. We're just going to do video now on open phones until we can really get the video to a spot where we trust what's going on and where it's not going to be a problem. It just got to be got to the point where we didn't want to disappoint you and have the thing not work, and oh my God. So we're doing some changes and trying to figure it out. We need to get the lip sync thing going and the audio and the rest of it. And so who knows, but it's fun to see the other guests. But we can do open phones for now because it's just me and you, and it's the lips are all synced up. And if something would go wrong, we can just go to audio and do it. But so for the short term, we're going to just be doing mostly audio during the week and have a few more shows. We did a special show yesterday with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. He's an MD, and if you haven't heard that, it's quite a good show. Just a plethora of information about this coronavirus thing and his interpretation. And he was actually a lieutenant commander in the public health thing sector many years ago. Not sure what all that means, but anyway. He's really up on it, and he gave a few things that you could do to protect yourself, and we can talk about those this morning. I was just looking at my notes here. I'll find it. I had it all, and then I switched the page, and then I lost it. That's okay. We'll get to it. I know the two of them. Well, I think I know the three. It's iodine. What he recommended was iodine, colloidal silver, and red algae. He's got a red algae product in his store, drcousins.com. I've never used red algae internally. We have a friend of mine. He's got a nice product that uses red algae in a skin cream, and I use some on my face sometimes, and it's pretty powerful stuff. It's very nice. So red algae is cool. Let me grab a pen here. Sorry. Can't talk without a pen and paper. So here's the deal. On Open Phone Friday, if you're new, just welcome. And please join us. Come on in and join the conversation. We'll cover a lot of things this morning. We'll get digging some emails, some past guests, some things that I'm playing around with. I've been circling the runway, closing in on parasympathetic-sympathetic issue and sleep and the gut all tied in together for about 3 or 4 or 5 years, ever since a traumatic thing with the gov, the one we love, and that was in 2014. So it's been going on a while. So I sent you information on that that may be of interest to you. And also, if nothing else, perhaps to give you more insights on sometimes what it will take to get to the root cause of maybe some issue that you have going on that you haven't been able to kind of solve, and we'll go in with, from my perspective, for what it's worth, sometimes of what this takes to get to, you know, it's often just a great number of things, and as we've said often, that it's never just one thing. It's always just a kind of a list of things, and then you do them all, and then the very last thing that you kind of get into, and of course it's all spiritual at a deep level, and you want to work on that as you're going, but then generally people will go to the last thing and they said, oh, I did this, and that's what cured it. But of course, it wasn't just the last thing. It was the 10 things that you did going into it that allows you to get to where we're going. So sometimes it's just teaching us patience and teaching us not to whine, teaching us how to forgive people that were involved in the little cattywampus thing they had going on. So we'll dig into that a little bit. So here's the deal, but we'd love to talk to you. And please give us a call, 888-663-6386. If you hear something or see something or have an idea about something that you'd like to talk about, 888-663-6386, 888-663-6386. I have a little slide of the neck thing that we did a couple of weeks ago that I'll show you as well. So sometimes video is pretty handy, and I can talk about some of the things that I'm working on with that. So it's Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com, 888-663-6386. It's the, is this the last day of February, or is this one of those leap things? I should know that. This could be it. February, 30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have whatever until February, and then February 20. No, looks like we have a 29th and 29 days. Oh. And then I guessed this calendar worked. Oh, I guess Sunday is the first. So Adam will be here the first Monday of the month. Okay. You know, I keep getting quite a few emails about this coronavirus thing, you know, from people, and lots of folks are really interested in all the chat and everything going on. And we've talked a bit about it on Facebook about, you know, how this, where this thing came from and who started it, and that it's a man-made thing and all of that. And I understand the interest in that because it's pretty spooky. It's pretty Orwellian, New World Order kind of thing where there are people that are actually willing to release these guys and put them into the, you know, it's kind of strange, isn't it, you know, that it actually happens. But pretty much the evidence is there that this is going on, that there's people that do stuff like this for a wide variety of reasons. So from my perspective, I think it's interesting to kind of maybe talk about it a little bit, but from a deep perspective, I would encourage you not to put a lot of juice into it and get angry about it and feel taken aback and can't really understand of how this could possibly be happening, because it's really happened on planet Earth for a very, very, very long time. There are forces that we know. And you can call them a lot of different things, you know, the New World Order people, the Illuminati, the Rothschilds, all of the bankers, all the people we call the boys, and Council on Foreign Relations, UN, WHO, you know, these kind of people, the big corps, the big big agribusiness and pharmaceutical and the CDC and, you know, the deep state. And there's so these huge forces that have really been kind of trying to run things for a very long time, probably since the beginning of this republic, when Alexander Hamilton and his boys wanted to have the people that we just defeated in the Revolutionary War, also known as the British, wanted them to be involved in the first bank of the United States, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank, and have them create the money and we borrow the money, which is the way it is done today. So from the very beginning, there were forces, Hamilton and these people, who wanted to control things, even after we did the whole revolution. So they've been fighting with this ever since Andrew Jackson ran on the ticket to get rid of the central bank in, 1820, 1830, somewhere around there. And he won. Excuse me. And he cut him out. So these forces have been trying to control things. And then the Rockefellers came in with oil and, you know, the medical model in the early 1900s, which is based on long hospital stays, surgery, and pharmaceutical medicine. So they've been involved with the big pharma thing. And as you know, then the big pharma has been running the whole medical thing. And then the same people have been, this is all in my opinion, what I've been able to learn over many years, same people then have been involved with starting wars. And so that goes all the way back to, Spanish-American War, where they blew up the Maine and when it was docked in Cuba and blamed it on Spain when they blew it up themselves. And then it was all about really controlling the sugar in Cuba. So if you can imagine, the Spanish-American War was essentially about sugar. So Ray Pete and Adam Bergstrom, they'd be happy to hear that. They probably know it. And then, of course, then you had Vietnam, which was a false flag. That Gulf of Tonkin thing didn't even exist. They just made it up. And then you just go on and on and on, Iraq and World War I, World War II. We skipped over those two big guys. The Lusitania was sunk to get us into World War I, and then Pearl Harbor was a scam. That was all, this is all documented. This is all not tinfoil hat, you know, conspiracy stuff. Shouldn't even use that word because they use that word for those of us who know real history that were conspiracy theorists. But then Pearl Harbor was also a bum job. The admirals there, they have people on record. They knew, Roosevelt knew that, you know, this was going to happen, and they needed Pearl Harbor to happen to get into the war in Europe against Hitler, which was essentially gone. I mean, the Russians had Hitler stalled in Russia with no oil or gas, and they were cooked anyway by the time the United States got in. And so I know it's hard for us nice souls out here who are trying to do the right thing and take care of people and stuff like that, to even imagine that there are people like President Johnson and McNamara and these folks, and this is documented, that you know, just got into the Vietnam War, for example, on a whole, because they were talked into it by the people who control them, and that would be the same people we're talking about, that people would do that and be okay with it, because they really believe in some magical government that, you know, whatever their motives were, and then have 60,000 people killed, 60,000 Americans killed in Vietnam, with hundreds of thousands of wounded, lost legs and arms and eyes and who knows what, how they could do that. Well, they're really, you know, God love them, they're really sociopaths, if you're willing to do that. And they've been around for a very long time. It's just the way it is in planet Earth. So it's just, for me, it's just like a movie. You know, I can talk about it and it's not a big deal. It's just really what's going on. And I think this is all part and parcel, for what it's worth, if it means anything, of this coronavirus thing. My intuition is that this, one of the main objectives here is to cause angst, uncertainty, fear, and trepidation among people around the world. And then when you do that, human nature is such that it has this one, how would you say, this one emotional response to these things, which is kind of in our DNA, is a cry for help. And we want somebody to help. And then to the rescue, of course, is the same people that perpetrated the fear and the angst. And they come with, we'll invade Iraq, or we'll go and get Hitler, or we'll create a vaccine and make sure your kids are vaccinated, or we'll have places for you to go and we'll take care of you, and, you know, that kind of thing. A cry for help. In my opinion, that's really at the highest level. And then also on more mundane terms, I would say and this is just my intuition, that there are forces that the globalists, the people, all of these people, they have an agenda that is very contrary to President Trump. You know, after all this time, the handful that he is and all of that, I really think, I may be wrong, I really think that he is not one of the boys. I really think that somehow this loose cannon got in there. I may be wrong, but there's certainly incredible force against him, as you well know. They control all the media, and this whole Russian thing and then the impeachment thing, and it was all a big lie. Whether or not you like the fellow, whether or not you like his personality, whether or not you think he's a racist, well, forget all that. It's just There are forces that just want him out, and I believe that these are the same people that are behind this thing. So my intuition, totally could be wrong, I have no idea, but my intuition is that they are they're forces that want him out so badly that this coronavirus was released and was put out there in a place where they knew it could cause a big problem. And Dr. Gabriel Cousins talked about it, and there are certain little segments in the DNA, the RNA of Oriental people, Japan and China, that do have less protection from this genetically modified, engineered coronavirus than Caucasians and did you hear him say that? So that's on the show yesterday. You know, that's pretty amazing when you think about it, isn't it? So it appears that the whole thing is very, very well planned out, and they wanted to figure, well, we could do it in China or Russia. And once again, this is just all my opinion, could be totally wrong. We can do it in China or in Russia. China, Japan. I'm trying to do two things at once, which I'm not very good at. Let me get this here. Okay. China and Japan, and then run it from there. And I think that my intuition, that their real reasoning and part of the goal was to slam the stock market, which would be a big feather in their cap if they want to get this guy out and get somebody else in, you know, get Bernie or whatever else in, you know, who they, you know, I mean, you think, you know, if you don't, you know, whatever, don't even get me started on the socialists and how much they're controlled. Whew. Worse than the Republicans, they're all controlled in Congress and the Senate. I mean, they're all been taken over by lobbyists and, you know, the whole thing is it jammed up, you know, right, left, they're all controlled. They own them all. The stock market, Donald Trump, mistakenly, in my opinion, he has put so much of his fortunes into the stock market. He mentions it all the time. And we talked about it. Gosh, Andrew Goss and I talked about it, that we felt like this was a mistake, a tactical error. Why would you put all of your fortunes into something like the stock market, which is controlled by the boys who are trying to get you out? So, you know, there's a real disconnect for me that he would be that out of touch to know that. But, so that's an unknown to me. But the stock market is down again 1,000 points again today at this point. It may not end there, but it's 1,000 points again today. It's been dropping 2%. I think it'll be 10% since this coronavirus. That's a big hit. Since this coronavirus hit, the Dow is about 24,000 this morning. Gold is down 30 bucks this morning. Silver's down a dollar. Wow, man. So there's some pretty crazy stuff going on. Let's look at the dollar and see where that is. The dollar's up a little bit, but boy, the plunge protection team, the boys, these people who run the central banks, who are part of this this whole crowd that think they're running the world. Well, right now they kind of sort of are, you know. They have their finger on the button, and they can do pretty much what they want. Bring down gold and silver, bring it back up, bring down the dollar, and certainly bring down, jam the stock market up, down, which they're doing right now. And it seems like President Trump had so much pressure on Powell to keep interest rates low. And interest rates, when they're low, that's very good for the stock market because companies, corporations, banks, everybody can borrow money at practically nothing, right? And then they put it into the stock market. So that's one of the reasons why, in my opinion, why President Trump has been warning Powell and tweeting about keeping interest rates low. So I think what happened is that they had to go to something else like this coronavirus to drive this market down. And who knows, they could keep driving it down. And by the time November comes around, you know, stock market could be off 40% or something like that. And then his big selling point, the economy, he won't have it anymore. So he would have to jam up old Bernie just on socialist capitalism and stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting. Again, it, in my opinion, it doesn't affect you and I much at all. It really doesn't affect you and I at all. I just like to look at it from a spiritual big picture perspective on planet Earth, just to give a general idea. So hopefully to help you to not get all excited about it and angry about it and angst about it, and being able to look at it like a movie, which it is, and then say, wow, that could be it. Wow, that's very interesting. Oh, how that, whew, what am I going to do? What am I going to do about it? How am I going to protect from the coronavirus? How am I going to protect myself from 5G? How am I going to protect myself from a market that could blow out 30, 40% before the election? Possible. If you're in there, it could take 10 more years before it to come back. Maybe you don't have that kind of time if you're in. I mean, these are important things for you and your family. And that's why I'm trying to help you to get my opinion, I could be totally wrong, broad perspective of it, and help go from there. Does that make sense at all? Do you have any kind of feedback on what I've just spent the last 15, 20 minutes on? If you do, fine. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Also, I'd love to talk to you on the phone. If you've heard something, you say, wait a minute, that's okay. You don't have to agree with me. And if you have some other ideas, I'm into it. It's just chatting it up here. There's no right or wrong answer. I'm not some oracle guru, things that knows this. Yeah, I have no idea. I just make it up as I go, just like you. I look and see and say, this is what the way I see. It's just my opinion. It is February 28th, 2020. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. We're going to do Open Phone Friday on video, so you get a chance to see what I look like, at least that, if you're new to the program. And then as soon as we get the video straightened out where it's not going to screw up, we'll have all our guests back on video. But until then, we'll have a lot of great audio information for you. Don't forget to check out the audio show with Dr. Gabriel Cousins yesterday. It's on our front page of One Radio Network. And pass it around to a bunch of people. We're talking with health motivator Daniel Vitalis about testosterone and pine pollen. Some of the guys have asked if taking pine pollen would dampen their own testosterone production.
Well, that's something that can happen with the steroidal forms of isolated bioidentical testosterone, and that's one of the issues bodybuilders who are taking steroids often have. What I want to point out about pine pollen is that it's a whole food, and the amount of testosterone that's present is very rarefied. So these aren't really issues that we experience when we take the whole food form of pine pollen or a tincture of pine pollen, but it is an issue if people are taking synthetic testosterone.
Pine pollen. It's a whole food. It's real. And it works for you girls, too. Click and order on any of the SirThrival links. Exquisitely manufactured, only from Daniel Vitalis and SirThrival on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. We're talking with Daniel Vitalis of SirThrival. What's a little history on the elk velvet antler? The idea is to go way back.
It does. Elk antler and deer antler and moose antler and all the antlers of the cervid in their velvet or young stage before they've hardened to full bone have been used as a euthening medicine, as a kind of libido enhancing medicine for thousands of years, particularly in Asia. We see this long history in China and then also in Russia as well. It was studied in Cold War Russia as a kind of anabolic supplement for their elite athletes. And that's where we get the base formula that we use at SirThrival. Now, we've optimized that formula using organic ingredients and really high quality packaging, but is based on that current, that modern Russian research and all the evidence that came out of that Cold War era.
I think so. There's a reason these elixirs have been around for thousands of years. The proof is in the pudding. Elk Velvet Antler and all SirThrival products on sale now through November 7. Promo code OneRadio.
Oh, wait.
You can click and order. We don't want to do that. Elk Velvet is not on sale, but it's great product, so you can still get some. Oh, it's hard to keep up on these commercials, but anyway. So just it's a great company, good company. Let us know if you'd like to get any more information about it, but you just click and order. They have colostrum, elk velvet antler, pine pollen, the taboo, the kind of sexy thing. What else do we have up there? Oh, they've got a new CBD oil. I got some of that for Doodle and I kind of like that one. CBD stuff, fun to do. And they have a digestive bitters thing, colostrum, of course, and shaga and reishi as well. It's just a great company. I think you'll really enjoy it. It is SirThrival on OneRadioNetwork.com. Just got my two containers of this guy a couple of days ago, and I love this product. This is really special. It's called Pearlseum, and it's a very unique form of pearl, real pearl. That's right, not mother pearl or not some kind of make-believe pearl, but it's real pearl, and Dr. Rulin Shu has put this together, and it is mostly calcium. Well, I shouldn't say that, but it's calcium, magnesium, it's got a lot of minerals, it's got target proteins as well, and it's a longevity product where you can take internally. I like to take it internally. You can also rub it on your face. You can rub it with your favorite face cream. And then you brush your teeth with it. See my toothpaste? See my toothpaste? And they kind of get pearly. And it's one of the best cleansers of teeth that I've ever seen. I don't know. Sometimes my teeth would want to stain a little bit, maybe with coffee or green tea. By the way, green tea, according to Gabriel Hudson's Cousins, is a really good thing for this coronavirus as well. So pony up on your green tea. And you brush your teeth with it, and it will actually fill in a lot of ridges, different little ridges in your teeth. And I found that to be true. Well, I had a tooth in the back here. Let me show you in the back. And then you could actually see some of the root, you know, below. And, you know, I just brushed it. You just put some on your toothbrush. And it just, and I wasn't packing it in there or really being focused on that area. And all of a sudden, I noticed one day, I said, wow, that thing just filled in. Now, very curious. Well, the science is there, and they've proven that this pearl sim, and it was actually used way back long, long ago, and they used to use it for fillings. And it would mend the tooth together and hold tight and actually help the tooth to grow and grow together, and which is why they use it as a filling. So I'm predicting here on the last day of, almost the last day of February 2020, that there will be a day when the new cutting-edge dentist like Dr. Stuart Nunley will be using pearl to fill up cavities instead of ceramics that they're doing today. I predict. I don't. So check it out. It's on our website, PearlSim, on OneRadioNetwork.com. How come that didn't work?
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, we're right at the beginning here of Open Pone Friday. It is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. If you're listening on, watching on Facebook, hi Facebook, you can join in the conversation on Facebook if you'd like. Oh, leap year today. Is that what it is? Is today leap year? I don't know what that means, leap year today. What does it mean? Anyway, but or also YouTube, UBTube, if you're watching there, you can do a question or comment. But the easiest way to comment on the show is to call at 888-663-6386, email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. So, where do we go from here? Well, got lots of emails, but I have lots of them on my plate to do. Now, let's look and see here. Mr. Timpone. Oh, this is from Dr. Jones in Shanghai, China. Whoa. Who'd have thunk it? I recently had the pleasure of hearing a past interview you had with Dr. Nancy Banks. I'm in agreement with her that viruses really do not exist as we believe they exist. Okay, calls always come first because you're the most important part of Open Phone Friday. So we're going to continue with this email after we go to the phones. Thanks for calling. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello, Doc Shiver.
Hey, Doc Shiver. Well, good morning.
Well, yes, sir.
You're on the air, so don't say poop.
I beg your pardon?
You're on the air, so don't say poop.
Oh, no, pretty good here.
What? Okay. Good morning. What's going on, kid?
Oh, you know, the scope of the subjects you have brought up over the years, plus your summary today when I was still in Florida, or anyway, 1980s, and watching the reefs and all going away, I came across environmental researchers saying, and this is like mid-80s, anyway, that enough various things have been released that even if we were to clean up every bad practice, there was going to be a limit to the higher life forms. What? You know, and if you extrapolate that, it's like, you know, these people that want to rule the planet some way, manage their own planet too. So what's going on? And I'm listening to other things, and I came across this idea of an alien agenda. And I went, what? And the summary of that is like, you know, prepare the Earth for high radioactivity, heavy metals, low oxygen, and cockroaches.
Yeah, because they survive, right, the cockroaches.
Well, it's kind of crazy-making, but if you track down, you know, where these labs get their funding, who guided their philosophy, well, you end up at some sort of a cult kind of a, you know, following, if you will.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. How do you protect yourself from
Well, we have guys like you that help us stay well, and all the people we talk to. And Dr. Shiver is a chiropractor in Northwest Arkansas, and he's been kind of consulting on me with this little thing I've been working on. And I actually have a picture. I actually have a picture of the side shot of the slide. Do you want to look at that and tell people what's going on? We didn't plan this, but we can do it.
Well, I'm on a landline phone.
Oh, so you don't have...
I remember what they look like.
Oh, you do? Yeah, you remember. Let's do it. Okay. So let me just give a little background. I've been working with a parasympathetic, sympathetic, maybe vagal nerve thing, tummy, for a long time. The spiritual trauma of it was an IRS thing in 2014, and you know, I've told that story, and it was like a, you know, the late show, you know, one of those guys, a lot of popcorn, and so that's really what initiated it, and I've got some real theories on how it can kind of hang on. If you study some of the new German new medicine stuff, even when I've totally forgiven, absolutely, I love these guys, and I really have, I've let it go. You know, it's karma, and I don't worry about it. But it's you can see how it could hang on. Anyway, we had a doctor.
Dr. Goodhart's the doctor that discovered the muscle response known as applied kinesiology, nowadays muscle testing. And, of course, his followers carried on. But he had plenty of good quotes, and he said, one of them I have in my office, says, God may forgive you, but your nervous system won't.
Your nervous system won't. Well, it's going to, I mean, because I'm not going to go to my grave with it. So Dr. Richard Ulrey was on, and you've heard him. He's a cool guy, Doc. And he said, well, I would really get a few shots of your neck if you haven't done that for a while, and see what you see. So I did that. And it was great. I don't have insurance. So out of pocket, it was like $97, and they did four shots, and they did a good job. And I sent them to Dr. Shiver and Dr. Ulrey. And, Doc, I'm going to put it on the screen now so people can see, and you remember what it looks like with the C4 and C5. And tell folks what you saw there.
Well, I didn't say to you, usually on these x-rays, you'll see the wear, tear, degenerative damage at 5 and 6. Yours is showing the spurs and the change in the curve of the neck at 4 and 5. And one of the first I've learned for myself, one of my first questions, somebody's got a tractor ran over their toe with an infection on their elbow or something like that, and I'm asking them if they're having any upper digestive complaints of acid, nausea, queasiness. And sometimes it'll go into swallowing difficulty or breathing.
Uh-huh.
But the vagus nerve is part of it, but the diaphragm is supplied, which is like makes you vomit, burp, so forth.
Yeah.
That's the phrenic nerve, as in frantic. So the panic attack comes from that.
I'm kind of I lost a little bit of volume. Hold on a sec. Hold on. I lost a little bit of volume, but now you're back. So... the phrenic nerve, is that F-R-E-N-T-I-C?
P-H.
P-H, a phrenic nerve. And is that in the 4 and 5 that we're showing the people right now, the 4 and 5, where they're out of alignment?
Mostly comes out of the neck spine at 3, 4, and 5.
Okay.
3, 4, and 5. So, yeah, C3 is sort of my focus, and I'm looking at things there. If not damage that you can see on x-ray, then... by reflex and body response, centered off of here. And then if you're clinical kinesiology, besides the bad posture we'll talk about, well, is there an allergen, a poison, an emotional shock, a tooth amalgam, you know, on and on, that might be feeding back to that area.
Yeah.
Kind of like a heart attack down your arm or gallbladder in your right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Where you, the other thing that George Goodhart spoke of, he says, where you feel it, it usually ain't.
Yeah, I get
but anyway,
that.
On your neck, you would like to see a smooth forward curvature. Yours is kind of vertical straight. And so instead of bending with motion, it's kind of pounding from C1 down skull down to C4, and then from C4 down to C7 and T1. You're more curved than you expect. But what would be picked out by a medical doctor or retinologist is that your disc space is thin at that 4-5.
Mm-hmm.
If you trace the line down the back side of the segments, you can see where the C4 kind of, the line
It goes inside.
Forward a bit at C5s, which kind of means the upper neck C4 is slightly backward.
Yes.
And it's got a spur in there,
yeah,
which is not pressing directly on the cord, or you'd be having paralyzing electrical shocks. But it's sort of like clothes or something. You're sitting down, and it cuts the circulation off slowly. You can't really tell until you go to move your leg. Your arm's like, oh, man. You know what I mean?
So that's why you were saying to me, that's why this gut thing has not been an issue during the day at all. Well, a little bit. But when sometimes it's all happened really at night, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, whatever.
Right.
And so when you lay down, then that could...
This is a side note, but, you know, the parasites become active at night. You got gut symptoms, so people, you know, go to that. Well, that's one of the things we check. No, that's a structural sort of thing, and I learned it the hard way with my own self in cases. If it's worse when you're trying to rest, like driving home from work, or you're trying to go to sleep, oh, my goodness. Come on, you're the most relaxed you're going to be, and
right.
Here's your...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And we're looking at probably a mechanical effect on the nerves that you can regrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, another interruption. That is also, people call me to be out of state or hours away or whatever, and it's a long trip. But anyway, the question I have, well, do you have intervals of relief from it? Does it kind of come and go? If they say no, well, then that nerve is dead. You've got a tumor, or in fact, you know, that's just ongoing constant. But if it kind of comes and goes, that's a clue that there's a large mechanical element that you can regrow, sort of like braces on teeth. Once it gets there, it pretty well stays. Something you have to stay ahead of.
Okay, so I've done a couple of, you and Dr. Aubrey recommended I go a couple of adjustments on that area, and I have, and I've got to say, it's been, I have done two, and I can definitely feel some lessening in the amount of burning at night, and even easier, the sleep thing has been easier a bit. Not a lot. I mean, I'm say maybe 25% or so? 25.
Right. Well, people look at these areas like it's a checker out of place, snap it back in, and you're done. Which, you know, if you're fairly young and healthy and got full joints, that's some of the miracles chiropractic and other methods of moving the spine. But you got to picture that gristle kind of like a callus on your hand. Well, you got a bone under it, but it's, you know, rubbing and putting pressure so the tissue thickens up. So around that area, C4-5 that we're looking at, you probably have some gristle built up on the edges of those, kind of like a pearl builds up.
Like where that little arrow is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so that's like, you know, pressing your thumb lightly into a blood vessel in your upper arm, you know, and it doesn't hurt. But you knocked off the blood flow and the exit of fluids. So after a while, it starts to choke up, and there goes the nerves screaming, which if they happen to feed your liver, gallbladder, stomach, heart... Nose, sinus.
Wow. Yeah, so that's the whole, Doc, that's the whole magic of this, the concept of B.J. Palmer and chiropractic, what, of 100 years ago or whatever he started. What was it that this is critical stuff and you could have these things going on and have no idea, right? Have no idea,
well,
right?
Yeah, certainly. And the fundamental of chiropractic is looking at stresses beyond what we can adapt to or resist, mechanical, chemical, psychological.
Uh-huh, sure.
So, you know, it's still within the path of all these other scenarios that you're, you know, advertise and bring the experts on.
Sure.
Very, very educational. So how do you find that? And another real quick story that's an example of chiropractic. You got two fellows working the same, you know, next to each other on the same factory bench. They got houses next to each other, the same car, you know, they go to the same church, food. So everything is pretty much the same with them. Their genetics might be there. One's thriving and the other's having all sorts of difficulty. That's often a clue that there's a mechanical element being missed. And we're talking spinal cord, which is part of the brain, so it has no sensory fibers in there, and it can be like a sniper. It's not really hurting the sniper to shoot the trigger, but oh gosh, there goes your flat tire, hole in your window.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
far away.
Yeah. So with the help of Dr. Shiver, what are some of the things I'm doing other than these adjustments? I'm going to do another one tomorrow. Is you recommended that I do some ultrasound on it, and I got a little very inexpensive, but it seems really cool. machine on the, that you sent me a link. I got that, and so I've been doing that. And
let's stay on that a minute, because I think more than any other therapy, the number one most powerful tool I've got is the ultrasound. And you know what the inversion table traction is, the teeter-totters.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
Yeah, well, they usually end up clothes hampers and bother a lot of people. But that's a father and son doctor. They're both MDs. One of them, I think, was also a DO, and the other a DC as well. And they showed us out in California back in the 80s how to direct ultrasound into these horrible disc protrusions. People are set up for surgery, can't walk, pain down their leg, groin, and rest of it. And they get in there with that ultrasound till it just about cooks them, starts to kind of cramp up, and they move on and up. And they're with that sound waves vibrating, it gets the old fluid out, the new fluid in, and it's dramatically anti-inflammatory. Those connective tissues start to withdraw, tighten up, and with the traction, which, you know, we're talking about neck or low back, they start to resolve and they stay good.
And they stay good because the body wants to hold them there, Doc? They want to, the body
well, wants, yes, there's yeah. this intelligence, mm-hmm. so once you get above a certain level of freedom of mechanical interference, it starts to take off. And yeah, you can always wear out again, have another injury, which I have.
Sure.
What do you do? Well, you go back to it. The other little factor that applies to me, you, and some others, you know, I've had gut problems or foot problems from airplane crashes and stuff. And when it flared up, I went, what? It took me 9 months before it turned around.
Really?
I thought I was going to live the rest of my life.
Nine months, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've been through that cycle probably four times, either from being depressed and studying too long till my neck wore out, or I killed a deer with my helmet, or I, you know, put a race bike on my head at 120. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I talked to a friend of mine, Dr. Jim Davis, who's a DO, cool guy, in Austin once a month. He's a TM guy, and he's doing a whole Panchakarma thing up in Fairfield with the TM community. Cool guy, though, and I was talking to him the other day about it, and he was suggesting that down the back, the T 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, in that area was very much tied in with the parasympathetic, and he said
it's secondary in this regard.
No, I understand, but let me just tell you a story. So I was going to put some attention on that, and I went to a person, a lady who does dry needling. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, yes. That's a standard medical thing. Kind of relates to acupuncture.
But it's like acupuncture on steroids. You got these dry needles, and you stick them in there, and man, they are really in there into the muscle, and it hurts. But I felt some really good relief from that with the sleep thing since doing that just 2 days ago. I could feel. Wow, it's great.
I have feedback.
What's that?
I have feedback on that.
Okay, backfeed me.
Well, the muscles that hook on to T6, 5, you know, the middle of your shoulder blades, rectus capitis, it starts at the base of your skull, and it's a strap down to that level. It gets its nerve supply from the neck, so if your neck is messing up, it'll mess with that muscle, which then messes with the T6. So again, it's kind of like the sniper shoots something, the bullet ricochets, and it hits your car. But yeah, absolutely, that's the famous nerve connection to the organs. You've got some nerves that turn the organ on, and then you have other nerves that relax it, and it's the balance of need between those two nerve signals that keep you, you know, adapted to life.
Yeah.
That's a very good,
cool. You also told me about North Pole magnets, so I've been playing with that as well, and actually got a really, which I think is going to be a cool thing from Amazon, where it's some real strong North Pole magnets, stronger than what I have, and you can put it with Velcro and put it right on maybe 6, 7, 8 or something when you're sleeping, 6, 7, 8, 9, so I'll let you know how that works.
Well, I think you have a good prognosis. You're not doing risky behaviors. You're putting so many things with your nutritional, your psychological
sure.
understanding of the world, and now the postural changes, the vibration, the magnetic fields. Yeah, let's give it.
Do it all, man.
Do it in the season.
Yeah, just do it all. Okay, Doc, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It was fun talking to you, and I'll keep in touch, and I do really value you, your input and your great experience with all of this stuff.
All righty, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, he's been around. He can hear. He knows what he's talking about. So it's pretty cool, right? I mean, come on. So, yeah. Here's our phone number, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. So let's go back to Shanghai, China email. Why don't you join us? I'd love to talk to you. 888-663-6386. And the email again, Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. So Dr. Jones says that he's in agreement with Dr. Nancy Banks that viruses do not exist as we know it. She was on the show a few years ago, and if you'd like to hear that show, you can just go to OneRadioNetwork.com and put in Nancy Banks, and she has a pretty interesting story and argument why this whole idea of a virus as we believe it to be just doesn't exist. And she says they have never really found an isolated virus called an HIV virus. It just doesn't exist. I mean, the whole thing could just be a big false flag, you know, the whole HIV thing, the way they got it structured. Anyway, so he says, but the admission that somehow it has popped up in people who have no connection to China and Italy and Iran, I think that this evidence should help us destroy the virus theory. I would like to discuss this matter further with her. Do you have any contact information? You know, we get these kind of questions all the time about contact, and we just don't. We don't have, I don't keep all these things. And my email thing crashed about 3 weeks ago. Just, it was crazy. It was like this God thing. And I just lost all kinds, you know, I just lost all kinds of stuff. But you know what? I didn't really care. I just said, I'm just going to move forward. So I had so much stuff in there that I don't even know where it is now. I wouldn't even have it if I did save it. But we don't save this contact stuff. So we contact people same way you do through their website. Good morning. My name is Patrick Timpone, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. OneRadioNetwork.com. You know, there's a lot of things going on with this 5G stuff, and now information coming out, and people have put things on Facebook, how the 5G thing, and Dr. Cousins talked about it, how it actually messes up with the whole oxygen in our body as well. Now that's, you know, come on, it's like, whoa. And this little item, if you'd like to look at it, on One Radio Network, is called Blue Shield. And this is a cube. You see that silver cube there? And you could put this in your home, and it goes out about 90 yards. And it's been proven to work with the cells in the body. You know, it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't try to block it or anything like that. It works with the cells in the body. And that's really interesting information. And I don't know of any of the other ones that do this, work with the cells in the body. But this is Australian technology that Brandon, Brandon talks about it like that here. Previously, we were talking with Brandon about the Blue Shield EMF device, and he says it goes out 90 yards in all directions.
It's an omnidirectional field that, if you think about a huge sphere that's expanding, that's essentially what the waveform pattern looks like.
Oh, that's cool. So it's putting frequencies into the body, and then how does that work in relation to, electromagnetic field that's coming in the walls and the windows through a cell phone tower down the street.
Yeah, so the cell repeaters and Wi-Fi and all this electromagnetic radiation in the environment, people mistakenly think that this is somehow going to act like a shield and block the radiation and make it not appear on any kind of tri-field meter or any measuring device. And that's simply not the case. It's more of an energy medicine, so to speak, where it's stimulating the bodies at the cellular level to create a cellular response to make all the individual cells much stronger and more able to adapt to the EMF stressors. So that's number one on the physical or the somatic level, where the body is experiencing a decrease in stress from electromagnetic fields.
If you're interested, you can click on the Blue Shield ad on the front page of One Radio Network. Use promo code One Radio, or also contact Brandon through his website there when you click, and he'll give you more information. Front page Blue Shield EMF protection device on OneRadioNetwork.com. Over the last 5, 6, 7 years with this gut karma thing, yeah, you can imagine some of the things that I've gone through and learned a lot, and has helped me on so many different levels. And one thing that we did several times was really pony up on some strong antibiotics, going after some mythical or alleged, or I'm not sure really what happened, some kind of bacterial infections in the gut. And and in that time, I have to say that I did those without missing a beat, really. And it was because of these products and it's Living Streams. These really work, and I was able to do some pretty strong antibiotics several times, as I say, over the last 5 years. And using the multi-blend here that you see, the Living Streams, these are very powerful, and it didn't bother my gut in a negative way as far as the bacteria, you know, with causing constipation or different upsets with a lack of probiotics because of the antibiotics. You know, they kill all the good stuff. So these are very powerful. If you'd like to try some, they're on our website. The Living Streams Multi-Blend is a good one. The Minerals is a good one. Also, the Shibide, which is a CBD thing to help you sleep, the Perfect Molecule, which is a C60, but I think the multi-blend and the living and the minerals would be a really good way to start for you. But they're on our website, they're in our store, they work, and they don't get all croaked up when you when you put them in your stomach, and most of the one in the pills do. So these are great products. Living Streams on OneRadioNetwork.com. You can just kind of look on there, and you'll see it on the front page or in our store.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, this is Open Phone Friday, OneRadioNetwork.com, February 28th. 2020, if you'd like to be on the show. It is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's somebody that listened to Joseph Bender on the Fast thing, the show that we did. This fellow said, our lady said, the five-hour fast sounds interesting. However, there are many opinions on this subject. Some say fasting, depletion, body of already insufficient amounts of minerals. Others, like Dr. Joseph, seem work all right. I'll tell you what, though. I notice that when I have a single meal per day, actually, usually after 3 p.m., my bowels move real good because I'm prone to constipation. Yeah, I don't think there... I don't know. This intermittent fasting thing is becoming more and more popular, and people seem to do really well on it, where if you just pick 3 or 4 or 5 hours, maybe noon, you could try it noon to 4 o'clock, noon to 5 o'clock, and eat a whole bunch of stuff between noon and five, and then don't eat again until noon the next day. There's science to show that it actually and helps the hormones to build and get balanced, helps to produce more stem cells, do a lot of good things. So if you can, you know, if you can go for that long and you want to try it, you can do that. Why not? Just Google intermittent fasting and party down. Somebody wrote to Georgia. Oh, I don't think I'll get into that right now. It's still a little complicated on the AquaCure machine, but people have a lot of questions. And you can go to our website and get to George's website and the AquaCure machine, and then be happy to email him. If you have trouble reaching him, just let me know, and I'll help you. I'll help you get all hooked up there. Okay. What's the best place to buy the sulfur Patrick McGeehan talked about in this interview? Oh, it's a look. It was an older interview. Wow, I went back four years, my goodness, with Patrick McGeehan. Yeah, and it's right here on our website. We this is the sulfur that we sell, is pure sulfur, and it's right on our website. You can click an order or email me if you like more than 4 pounds, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Okay, let's see what else here. Come on, mouse. Mouse. Sorry. This is from Brian. He is in Illinois. Hi, Patrick. Dr. Lawrence Wilson is an expert on saunas and has this to say about the far infrared saunas, which doesn't sound good. Was it Phil Wilson who made the one you sell, which I have, to have the his email site or phone number? Thanks for your great interview. And I guess he's got an article on, far infrared saunas are good. Don't just take one guy's opinion that they're bad. And then, far infrared saunas are great. I'm a testament to that. I've used one virtually every day of my life for, 3-4 years. And not as much before that. I've clocked 73 revolutions around the sun, and does it look like I'm falling apart from using the sauna? No. So, they're good. They get out a lot of toxins. Be careful, just whatever. That was pretty cool. Somebody sent, sent a link to a article showing that some Chinese are using some kind of a fogger, using colloidal silver to croak this coronavirus thing. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Dr. Gabriel Cousins talked about it yesterday. Colloidal silver, red algae, and also, what was the other one? Colloidal silver, red algae, and my nose itches, iodine, where some of the three, the number, the go-to things if you're concerned about this this guy coming around your neighborhood. I don't have a television, so I don't keep up with it, but I can just see some things on the internet on what's going on. So they got a lot of coronavirus going on in Iran, in Italy. The first British patient died of coronavirus, caught aboard the Diamond Princess. WHO warns virus extensive spread beyond Italy. Iran is concerning. Remember, the WHO is not friends of ours. They're the World Health Organization. They are part of this whole community of people that we talked about an hour ago, Council on Foreign Relations, the UN, the pharmaceutical people, the FDA, the CIA. You know, they're all, the WHO just makes stuff up. So they have no credibility. I wouldn't believe, they're gonna say whatever their handlers tell them to say to spread fear and angst about this thing. So, and again, I don't think that this coronavirus kills people. I think that there is a lot of very immune, just my opinion, could be wrong, immune compromised people, elderly folks, 80, 90, whatever. I was going to say 70, but I'm over 70 and I'm not elderly. So, but I guess a lot of people who are 70 revs who haven't learned how to take care of themselves, God love them, and they get on meds and their immune system is shot, and they're eating bad food because they don't understand about good food, and then they get this virus, and then it goes to pneumonia, and then they die, and then they blame the coronavirus. But the virus didn't kill them. It's usually pneumonia, and that's and it happens a lot. These things go into the lungs, and if Dr. Cousins was talking about it, it's usually pneumonia, and it's tough when you're sedentary, and you get these viruses in your lungs. They call it pneumonia. It's a viral infection in the lungs, and then when you don't move around and you can't move around because you feel terrible, and you got bad knees and whatever, and you're 80 or whatever, and then fluid builds up. And then they go into nursing homes and rest homes, and before you know it, they're gone because they died of pneumonia. So the virus itself is not killing people, in my opinion. This thing is just I don't know what it is. 9 people were affected in California. 2 recovered. 1 or 2 people are infected in Texas. 1 or 2 people up in Michigan. I can't believe they're, wow, just going into great detail about this. I don't trust it, boy. Acting White House Chief of Staff warns coronavirus could lead to school closures, blames the press for peddling false narrative to take down Trump. Man, there's so much crazy stuff going on with this, isn't it? Wow. Well, gold is down. Is this possible? Gold is down $60 today. 3.6%. Silver is down 6% today. Wow. Man, they are partying down. And the dollar is pretty even. So that is so out of character. Yeah, gold's been climbing up, and boy, they just pounded it down today. If you don't want to know how they do that, check out the Plunge Protection Team. The other name is the Monetary... There's another name for it. What's the name for it? Anyway, what it is, Andrew taught us, is... The Plunge Protection Team is a bunch of banks, essentially. People that own the Federal Reserve. So So what they do, this is great, what they do is they'll create money on a computer at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. They'll lend money to the people that own them, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citi, Wells, HSBC, which is a Chinese bank, Goldman Sachs, of course. They'll lend money to them that they created at like 0.2%, I mean nothing, just practically free. And then these guys will go in with that money and they do whatever they want with it. They'll drive the market down like they're doing now, or they'll drive the market up, and they'll drive the market down by selling stocks short, which there's a lot of that going on. It's not just not this corona thing that's driving the stock market down 1,000 points a day. They're, the boys, the bankers, are making money off of this thing. They're selling stocks short. Going and just sell stocks short, meaning you bet, your bet it goes down, it'll go down 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, 2 months, whatever. Maybe it goes down 20%. Then they use the same free money that they get from the Federal Reserve Bank that they own, and then they buy the stocks pennies on the dollar. They do this all the time. They did it during the Great Depression. They did it during 2008. They're doing it now. So it's not only just controlling people with fear and angst and wanting to believe the government's going to help them and maybe vaccinate them someday, but this is a money. This is, they're making a lot. The same people are making money on this. You know, just remember, if there were, Google this sucker, is how much has been lost in the stock market? How much money, check this out, money has been lost in the markets worldwide from corona. Corona. Anyway, I think the last number I saw, let me try something else. Equity market losses in the last 2 weeks worldwide. Anyway, I can't find it now, but last number I saw was about $3 trillion. That's a lot. Now, remember when the stock market loses, when people in the market lose money, somebody gets the money. It just doesn't evaporate. It just doesn't, you know, evaporate in the thin air. In markets, somebody's always winning and losing. That's where the money comes from. So it just doesn't evaporate, poof. No, the people that control the thing, they're the ones that end up with the money, like they did in the Great Depression, like they did in 2008. Sharon just sent me this. Oh, I see. 50,000 people die in the U.S. per year from pneumonia, which is a viral thing, right? Usually it starts with some kind of virus and it goes to the lungs, just like 50,000 people. This is what takes out most elderly people at nursing homes rest homes and hospitals is pneumonia. One of the biggest reasons is they don't move them around, and they're lying flat, and the fluid builds up in their lungs. You know, if they get them off the and get them walking around and really know how to take care of them, they could probably cut that in half or something. Just my opinion. I'm not a medical dude, so I just make stuff up. 28,000 people have died worldwide from the coronavirus. Sharon says, Houston, we have a problem, and it ain't the coronavirus. Yep. That's right. I agree. Oh, could it be that much? This is what I was looking for. Yes, $15 trillion loss from stocks, but to take a deep breath, the end is not nigh. Whoa. But after Wednesday's sell-off, various estimates put the value destruction among global equities at an astounding $15 trillion. I wasn't even close. Surely the route against that worldwide economic growth is about to swirl down the toilet. Investors are usually right. Wow. See, that money went somewhere. It just doesn't disappear. Poof. Adam writes in, good morning, Adam. 94.5% of the 83,000 coronavirus cases are in mainland China. Whoa. You can listen back to the interview with, let's see. Oh, I found it. The interview with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. I have my notes here. There is a There's a 3CL enzyme that evidently the coronavirus thing messes with inside the cell. And this paradigm is somehow in Asian people way, way easier for a virus to screw up than in Caucasians, African-Americans, Indians, and people like this. So evidently, the Asians have this genetic kind of a thing where the coronavirus has an easier way of messing up inside the cell. And Dr. Gabriel Cousins talked about it yesterday, if you'd like to listen to that show on One Radio Network. Now, if you think that's an accident, I got a bridge in New York, I'd like to sell you. I mean, these people are sociopaths, but they're not stupid. If you want to pull something off, you plan it out. And, you know, you just figure it out. Where would be the best place? What's the easiest place to spread? Who can we blame it on? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's not, as they say, rocket science. You know, they just do it. Great, man. Oh, so Sharon, I'm sorry. Why are we worrying about 28,000 people compared to everything else? I missed my point. Oh, I see what you're saying. Sure, I agree. I mean, 2,800 people. Right, right. No, I hear you. Well, I mean, they're worrying about it because every place you go on the internet and on TV, I suppose, is selling this idea. You know, that's why people are anxious about it. That's the only reason, right? The only reason. Okay, Doodle, you're getting here. I want you to lay down, sweetie. Come here. You lay down. Atta girl. If you look back to Andy taught us that the Rothies, you know, the Rothschild, those boys, they bought control of UPI, United Press International, and AP long ago. And these are the two main forces that used to send, like when I was in radio early on in '60s and the '70s, we would have a ticker in the back room, and the ticker was, one was a UPI ticker, United Press International, and one was an AP, Associated Press, and they would just feed out the news, and we would, as they say, we would rip and read it, right? We would just, you know, rip it and read it, and they would just print the news, and you believed everything. Well, these people have controlled that thing for 100 years. And then we know about the media today. So there's absolutely nothing going on in 90% of the media, 95% of the media that you can trust. Absolutely nothing. Nada. Nada. Now, Athene's stories, pet dogs in Hong Kong are testing positive. You know, it really looks like they're going to take this thing out for a spin and see what it'll do. Then you see stories like that and you wonder why we talk about the UN as being part of this whole craziness that's going on with people who think they control everything. Check this out. UN Chief Antonio Guterres on Thursday, that's yesterday, called for the world, the head of the UN, to urgently redistribute power so as to end gender inequality, which he said should shame all of us in the 21st century because it is not only unacceptable, it's stupid. The head of the globalist body, ooh, somebody called a globalist body, good for them. The head of the globalist body said discrimination against women and girls remained a major problem around the world, compared it to past stains of slavery and colonialism. They just create all of these problems that don't exist. Sure, I mean, are there companies that pay guys more money than girls just because they get away with it? Certainly, I'm not saying that doesn't exist. Well, then if you're a girl, you just go somewhere else. Don't cry for help and want the government to protect you. If the company's not going to pay you what you think you're worth, duh, don't work for them. Don't look to the government to protect you from this. It's not their job. Just work for somebody else who's going to pay you for what you're worth. And if you can't find somebody to pay you for what you're worth, then start your own company. You know, these globalists continue to bang out all this stuff to separate people over and over and over again. Blacks and whites and men and women. And they're all part of the same crowd. You know, they just won't let go. Oh, it's not 28,000, sorry. It's 2,800. Wow. I'm sorry, I misread that. So Sharon sent this thing that I read 28,000 because 50,000 worldwide. There's only 2,800 people that have died worldwide from this corona thing. 2,800. 50,000 die from pneumonia every year. Thanks, sorry. You look at these numbers and sometimes your head explodes. 28,000, 2,800. Yeah, you wonder, man. I know. Well, I think we'll just move on with this kind of stuff because I don't know where we go with it. Thank you. Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. This is Open Phone Friday. Yeah, you really got to just say, what is going on? I would love to name of the thyroid medication Ray Pete recommended to take to correct your people's thyroid function. I think it's in some of the comments on Ray Pete. I don't know which one it was. I'd have to go through and, you're just going to have to go through and try to listen. I just don't remember. I think it was Cytomel, though. CYT. You're just going to have to check that out. CYTOMEL. Just a strain of the thyroid. But you and Ken Rolla were talking about the hazards of constant use of dumb phones by most people. Gerald Celente has taken out the domain for it. High-tech heroin. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I like that. Oh, Sharon says 50,000 people die in the U.S. every year of pneumonia, not worldwide. 50,000 people U.S. Wow. Whoa. Sorry, sometimes I get trying to push all the right buttons and do this thing, and I misread some stuff. Sorry. 50,000 U.S.